Hello and welcome to the Silver King's War. I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of this podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Today we continue in the sequel to the Silver King's War in a series of plays called The Silver Fields of Northbrook. We are in scene two of the first play entitled The Suburbs. The Silverfields are moving from the north side of Chicago to a new suburb north of the city called Northbrook. What began as a village many decades ago is now growing rapidly with post-war life as families move from cities to suburbs. For the Silverfields, it's a new house in a new subdivision on a cul-de-sac called Gregg Road. And the title of scene two is 605 Gregg Road in the summer of 1955. Stanley and Shirley Silverfield have just finished the paperwork for closing on this new house in a small tract of brand new homes called Northbrook East. This scene is in the living room of a new cul-de-sac home at 605 Gregg Road in Northbrook. The family, with a GI Bill loan and help from Shirley's parents, Jack and Bess Gordon, now own a three-bedroom split-level house with a detached garage. It seems spacious at 1,200 square feet. It has brand-new appliances, a green yard with mature trees, and a small, tidy, and quiet air conditioning unit humming in the backyard. It's summer in a new home, so new that the former cornfields behind it are filled with small dirt mountains and would-be basements. What the Silverfields, a young, happy post-war family, don't know is that these cul-de-sac years will be the best they know as a family. Over five happy, exciting years, the family will grow and develop and be very close, perhaps as close as they'll ever be as a post-war family. The scene begins as Michael steps forward under a single light to read as it transitions to the family's new living room. And the family is upstairs to see the big new bathroom and three bedrooms. Now, as the scene opens and the lights go up, Michael steps forward to read his first brief letter from Northbrook beneath a single beam of light. He's writing to the Silverfields' former neighbors in Chicago on West Aldine Avenue, Lucille and Lester Stern, who became very important to this young and up-and-coming family. And already Michael is feeling the pain of missing Aunt Lucille and Uncle Lester as he begins. Dear Aunt Lucille and Uncle Lester, you should see our house. It's beautiful. I've got a nice bedroom. Cindy does too. We've got big trees and a lawn, and Dad said to imagine pushing a mower to cut the grass. We've got a garage for one car. Mom said she will learn to drive. The house is on a circle, and our address is 605 Gregg Road, and there are lots of kids. And Mom says that she knows the family next door, the Krauses. I sure hope you'll come and see us soon. I'm not sure where you'll stay, but nonetheless, it will be good to get some hugs. I love you, Michael. As the lights go up on this scene in a brand new home, 1,200 square feet, split level, with the bedrooms upstairs, and a high ceiling, which makes the house feel bigger, Stanley begins. Well, kids, what do you think about our new home? And Michael, this is our home, Dad? We're going to live alone? Wow, That seems amazing. And Mom, Shirley. Yes, it is ours, Michael. You and Cindy have special bedrooms. And Cindy, chirping happily, bubbly. Daddy, Mommy, I'm really happy. I'm going to have my own room. And the king. Okay, kids, let's follow Mom on our house tour and go upstairs. And Shirley. Cindy, this is your room. It's here, next to our big new bathroom. Do you like the colors? And Cindy. Yes, Mommy. Can I get a big girl bed? And Stanley. We just ordered your big girl bed, honey. Let's look at Michael's room. And the proud king and father continues. Well, what do you think, son? You've got room for a nice writing desk and your sports collection. And Michael, almost speechless. It's wonderful. I can't wait to get my stuff in here. And Mom. Finally, here's our room. It's the master with closets for Dad's suits and my dresses. And I'm excited too, kids. We're going to have fun in this brand new house. As the lights go down on this scene, we see the Silverfields standing as a group, two adults and two children, in stark silhouette in their new living room. Stanley and Shirley want to share the excitement with Michael and Cindy about moving from the city to the suburbs. Of course, any move is challenging for everyone, and they want to be sure that the kids are going to be comfortable. They sweeten the deal with the news that Lake Michigan isn't far from here, and they'll be regulars at the expansive Glencoe Beach, a short drive from Northbrook. And the beach will be a cool and steady refuge during humid summer days, full of splashed colors of kids in beautiful swimmers and waves and a sandbar. And now Michael will step forward beneath a single light to read a letter that will conclude scene two. And again, he's writing to the Stearns in Chicago. And this is his first farewell letter from Northbrook. Dear Aunt Lucille and Uncle Lester, Greg Road is fun. The kids are friendly. Everything is green and fresh, except for the mounds behind the houses for basements to be. Mom and Dad are meeting the neighbors, having cocktails. Cindy is gaining confidence as she explores the yard. And I'm learning how to use our new Sears lawnmower. It's big and self-propelled. I've got to learn how to control it. It's a challenge, but I'm up to it. And I tried out for the Northbrook Little League. Dad said no one would ask my age because I'm 7, and in order to play, I need to be 8. Dad was right. No one asked, and I did well. And I made the Adams Drugstore team as a lefty wearing number 4. I hope you could come and visit and see me play. I'm excited about the season. I miss you and I love you, Michael. As the Silverfields begin to settle in to what will become their favorite cul-de-sac, and Michael gets busy modeling his new uniform, Adams Drugstore number 4. We have reached the end of the second scene of this first play called The Suburbs, and the scene's title is 605 Greg Road. And you are listening to The Silver King's War.